We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our good buddy, the great Brian Costello. He is brought to you by Winters Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services. By Van Buren Buick GMC, Garden City Park. Family owned and operated since a couple years before I was born, 1935. By CSEA Local 830, we work for you. And by Play Sugar House, legal sports betting is here. Check it out at PlaySugarHouse.com. $250 deposits match on your first deposit. Does a great job covering the Jets for the Post, for the Fan, all of that. And that's Brian Costello. Hi, Bri.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Wonderful. 202 yards, Freeman McNeil. The playoff win over the Bengals in 1982, 44-17. Also threw a touchdown pass to Derek Gaffney in that game. I just want to I did point that out to you, but I'm just reminding you because you did not have it in your column the other day.
Yeah, I had a list of regular season, 200 yards. I forgot about the playoffs, so that's on me.
I can understand how you could forget about the Jets in the playoffs because it doesn't happen a lot.
We all do.
You know what I mean, Brian? So I get that.
Good catch.
Before we lay down the law, which is obvious, which is this team better win over the weekend.
Oh, my God, they better win Sunday.
How's Casey Rogers doing? Have you heard anything about it?
I haven't heard anything new today. You know, he's not – I was just at practice. He's not out there. I don't think he'll coach this week. You know, I think Todd said there's a small chance he could coach, but, you know, I don't see it. Todd said also he needs to get some rest. So he was in the building yesterday for a little while, but – sounded like Todd kind of chased him out of the building and said, you know, go home and relax and get some rest. So I don't think we'll see him this week. And then, you know, I think it'll be a week-to-week thing here. We'll be checking in and seeing when he's better and can return.
Speaking of guys out, Trumaine Johnson, hopefully he's out because the secondary was much better without him. Claiborne played his best game of the year with him not there. Right?
Claiborne did. I don't know if there was a direct correlation there, but Claiborne played very well. He wasn't practicing when we were out, but during the media window, he wasn't out there. Neither was Buster Skrine, so they could be without two of their top three cornerbacks, which could be problematic when you're facing Andrew Luck, although Luck is missing a lot of his weapons on offense.
T.Y.? And the tight end is out too, right?
Jack Doyle, and even Ebron, the other tight end, wasn't practicing yesterday, but I think I read they expect him to play. But the Colts are a very banged up team right now.
If the Jets lose this game Sunday, they should just escort Bowles out of the building right as soon as the game ends.
Yeah, well, that would be the week to week nature of the NFL, right? Last week, everyone's
that's
ready
not week to week. I don't know. No, this is the Jets.
You don't, Joe. A lot of people.
No, but hold on. Well, I mean, every time they win a game, okay, let's be honest, and you know the deal.
Yeah,
they win a game, and they play. Now they're playing this crummy team who they should just annihilate, and then they don't show up, right?
Yeah, and that's been the theme. You know, they've had one three-game winning streak last year and one two-game winning streak the year before that. That's the longest winning streak they've had in the last 2 years. So clearly, and we've been over it before of all the you know, times that they've had a big win and then lost. But, you know, we'll see. I think this is a toss-up game. I don't think this is a slam dunk that they're going to beat them, especially – with a banged up secondary against Luck, I think is going to be
but
a big
Brian,
factor.
Brian,
and the Colts are a desperate team.
Brian, so they are desperate. I get it. Here's my issue.
Enough of desperation for everybody else. All right.
Here's my issue, and you kind of made my point. T.Y. Hilton's not going to play.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
They're banged up. Their number one receiver is probably somebody named Chester Rogers. Like, they are not a good football team. They don't run the ball all that well, okay? I'm not putting Jordan Wilkins in the Hall of Fame.
They're getting Marlon Mack back, though.
Great, let's have a party. You're in your own damn building. You're coming off
there
a game in which
no
you ran the football
excuse
at will. I got to tell you, this better not be a toss-up.
Excuse for losing this
a good team
football game. This team, and I'm going to tell you this too, Brian, all right? And seriously, all right? This team's got some talent on it. This team's got some young talent on it. The two games they won, they blew the other team out, okay?
Yeah.
Blew them out, okay?
Yep.
This team's got some young talent. The quarterback, to me, is ahead of where I thought he would be 5 games into the season, okay? All right? I don't want that. You cannot lose at home to the banged up Indianapolis Colts. I'm sorry. This would be as brutal a loss as there could be if they lost this game.
You think it'd be worse than the Browns loss?
Yeah. Yeah, because the Browns are a much better team. Let's be honest. The Browns are a much better team than the Colts. No, they are.
Colts have been in every game. The Colts have been in every game they've been in. They played the Patriots.
So have the Browns.
They were down 24-3 at halftime in that game. What are you talking about?
But they came back and they came back
great.
And the game.
All right. Did you for a second think they were winning that game?
No,
okay.
I did not.
Thank you.
But because of the faith in the Patriots. But they, it was a close game in the second half.
You're already making excuses for the head coach.
No, you're making excuses for the coach.
They didn't even play the game yet.
I'm not making excuses. He should be killed if they don't win. I get it. They can't win back-to-back games. I get it. I'm just saying, I don't think that they're playing, you know, the 0-16 Browns of last year. The Colts are okay. They've been in every game. And the Jets are not world beaters. The Jets, yes. The way they won last week, that's not sustainable. They're not going to throw 76-yard touchdown passes and 77-yard touchdowns.
But here's the thing. But here's my problem, okay? I'm sorry. I don't mean to be stepping on you here. I love you. Here's my problem. This team's got some young talent on it. They are a better team with more talent than the Indianapolis Colts. There is no reason at home. They're celebrating the 50-year anniversary of the one moment we've had, okay? All right? There is no reason to lose this game. None. And you're already making excuses for them losing the game.
I'm not making excuses. It's not my job to make excuses. I just don't think the Colts pushover that you guys took.
I'm not saying they're a pushover. They're a banged-up team. They're 1-4. The Jets are a better team. They should win this game at home. There is no excuse.
Okay.
Brian, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Ask you a question?
All right, look.
If the Indianapolis Colts aren't a team you're supposed to be at home, who would they play?
Who is that team?
That they were supposed to beat then?
Who?
Does that team exist?
Who is that? Who is that? Rutgers? Who?
The Cardinals. Bills, I would put those.
But the Cardinals have been competitive the last few weeks.
They actually won a game. The Cardinals won last week. Buffalo's won two games already.
Yeah, what are
you
talking
about? Same record as the Jets.
Just admit you're wrong, Brian, and let's move on. You're wrong. Go ahead.
Well, we'll see. I think the Colts are going to win this game.
Oh, my God. Well, let me tell you, if they do win, you better be blasting this head coach. Because it is.
It's hard for me to blast him if I'm saying they should lose.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
He's setting it up, like you said.
You said what you said. You're making excuses for this guy.
You guys are dismissing the Colts. Andrew Luck's thrown for 400.
It's not dismissing. No. Brian, it's not dismissing the Colts.
Wait. What did Blake Bortles do the Jets?
Come on, the Jaguars are a much better team than Indianapolis. And it was on the road.
Forget about their defense. What did Blake Bortles do the Jets?
What did Blake Bortles do to the Jets? It was on
what
the
What is Andrew Luck going to do to them?
What?
Right? That's my point. What is Andrew Luck going to do?
Who is he throwing to? He's throwing the
Ryan Grant
Chester
to
Rodgers.
D.D. Westbrook is an immortal. Right? D.D. Westbrook's the greatest wide receiver you ever see, right? Come on.
Honestly, they have more talent than the Colt receivers without Hilton.
I get what you're saying. This is a game that there is no excuse for them losing this football game. None.
Okay.
I'll tell you right now, if they lose this game, this is a watershed game for Todd Bowles, okay? If Todd Bowles wants to go forward and be the coach of his team in the future, okay? All right? You cannot lose this game because this is the same old that we've seen over and over again from this coach. Over and over again.
I get it. They need to stack wins. I get it.
Stack wins? You got to beat the Colts.
I get it. But I don't think the Colts are a pushover. Yeah, I do not think.
Look, the Jets could probably lose to Appalachian State. I get it.
What's the line?
The Jets are, I think, 2.5 point favorites.
Yeah. So Vegas doesn't think this is a pushover.
Of course. Right? I mean, I understand that. But, I mean, it's time now for this team to step up. And, look, let's be – do you want me to go over the last four games that they've won and then what happened after those games?
No, I know.
All right, so what are we talking about?
They would make a huge statement. You know, if they can
huge
do
– huge statement.
You know, no, Brian. A huge statement.
They advance from what you're talking about, Brian, where they win a game and lose a game.
A huge statement is beating the Colts, beating the Vikings.
It's like I'm talking to Meta.
Chicago.
Are you sure not talking to Meta? And you're is this Meta really impersonating Costello?
Wow.
I will hang up on you, Joe.
Joe, I got to step in. You can't say that.
I'm sorry, bro. I was busting your chops.
I take a huge statement back. It will be a step in the right direction if they can win this game, and back-to-back win. I get it, because they have – what after Detroit?
By the way, let me just say, I apologize for calling you Meta. That was wrong. You're right. That was a low blow, and you don't deserve that.
I appreciate it.
There you go. But I mean, come on. I mean, seriously.
They got to win this game.
No one's saying it's a let, Brian. You're misinterpreting this. You're taking it as we are saying it's a layup. We're saying that the Jets have got to show us their fans and everyone watching something, and that's putting back-to-back wins together when you're in your own building as a favorite against a team that's missing their number one receiver by a mile.
Yep.
That's 1-4.
Yes.
That's what we're saying.
I agree with that. Yes. No, they have to. They should.
Beautiful.
Come out and
losing on a field goal in overtime is not acceptable.
Okay.
You have to win this game. Win the football game. That's it.
That's it. He's right.
If they lose this game, I'm telling you, the coach should be escorted out of the building right after the game. Right after the game.
I just don't see it the same way. I get what you're saying. They have to show up. They have to play a good game. They can't come out flat again. They've scored one touchdown in the first quarter this year. They've got to come out and show something. But I just don't think it's as easy as saying they're going to beat the Colts. I don't think it's easy.
We're talking to Brian Costello. What happened? Because, you know, when the Crowell celebration occurred and then he took the endorsement deal, I looked at it and said, you know, if I'm the coach of this team, I put my foot down because it kind of showed disrespect. Was something said? Because I got to give Crowell credit. He went out and had the game of his life. I mean, he was running with a passion.
I think Bowles said something to him. I got to give Bowles credit for that because I think Bowles got in his face.
I think Bowles talked to him, you know, about it. But, you know, Todd's thing was he couldn't really do much about an off-the-field endorsement. And in terms of the celebration, he said he didn't see it that night. He didn't, because from the sidelines, he didn't exactly see it until he was sitting down. But I wrote last week, I thought he should have sat him down. So I was on my face when he ran for 219 yards. But, you know, it was clearly he was motivated. I don't know if he was motivated by that stuff. And the offensive line helped him out with some good blocking, too. He opened up some huge holes for him. But that was unbelievable. After the week before, he had 0 yards rushing. And then he comes out and does that. So I don't know if they can follow that up and figure out how to do that every week. Now, he's not practicing again today. He's out there without a helmet when we were there. So he's got an ankle injury. Crowell has an ankle injury. You know, he doesn't have a wrap on the ankle or a boot or anything like that, so it doesn't look like nature, but you have to be worried that he's not practicing.
How's Andre Roberts, by the way? Because I saw that he was limited, I think, in practice, too.
No, he didn't practice yesterday. He had the elbow injury. Remember, he missed that one punt return where Cannon kind of dropped it.
Drop it. Let me tell you something right now. That ball was never caught, and I thought the officials blew that call, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that was a close one. And he's obviously had these problems, you know, going back to training camp and touching the ball. So they'll be in trouble if Andre Roberts can't go. Didn't really notice today because when we were watching, they weren't doing punt returns. So we'll get the injury report later to see what he was able to do today. But he's been a huge addition for them. And
he's been great. He's been great. Yeah,
it's unbelievable seeing the Jets actually have punt returns.
It is. It is unbelievable.
I think they averaged 4 yards a punt return last year.
You're 100%. He's had some big returns already, and he's got one touchdown already too.
Yeah, he's number one in the league right now.
Is he number one in punt returns? Is he?
Yep.
He's been a good player.
Yeah, he's been good.
He's
no
been
doubt.
A good player.
Yeah,
and
it's a good addition.
It's good to see Leonard Williams playing.
How about Leonard Williams? Oh, my God.
I thought of you, Joe. There's your, you know, you had a game where you
it's about time.
A little bit.
It's about time. I tell you, you had a good article. You made a good point. Outside of Trumaine Johnson, who stunk and wasted the money on his guy, pretty much everybody else that they have signed, Crowell, you know, this guy Anderson I found from the Colts.
Anderson, yeah.
Andre Roberts. You know, and these guys have been big factors so far. That's right, Avery Williamson. I'm sorry, that's right.
No, he's been great.
He's been tremendous. All these guys have really been pretty good. That McCagnan signed.
Yeah, no, he's had a good offseason. You know, Tremaine Johnson's the big ticket, and the jury's out on him. He hasn't played great in the beginning, but that's a long, you know, a long way from saying it's a bust. But the other guys, so, you know, and this is what McCagnan has kind of shown in his time as GM. He's very good at these sort of under the radar signings, like the second tier signings. He's very good at signing guys at that. It's the big signings that don't really go well for him usually, and some of the draft picks obviously have been up and down. So. But he did a really good job. The trade for Henry Anderson during the draft weekend has worked out really well. That guy's had a huge impact. And then, like you mentioned, Williamson and obviously Crowell had a huge game on Sunday.
Now, why, and I don't blame you for predicting it, because I thought going into week two they were going to lose to the Dolphins. I had a terrible feeling about that game. Yeah. But what gives you that bad feeling about this team?
Is that I'm going to the game again? Is that why?
Now I really feel it. I think, well, I just don't like the matchup. They're missing two defensive backs against Andrew Luck, who seems to have hit something here in the last couple of weeks where he's recaptured his form a little bit. You know, he had, 400 yards against the Texans, I think, 2 weeks ago, and close to it against the Patriots. I just think it's a bad matchup in terms of that. I remember what this guy did to this defense a couple of years ago. I think he's going to have a big day, and they're going to have trouble with that. And I also think offensively, I just don't think you can sustain what you did last week. You know, I just like that to me was a fluky game. It was great. I give them credit. I'm not taking credit away from them, but you can't count on 70 touchdowns every week. They didn't really put a lot of drives together in that game.
Well, look, I don't expect them to rush for 323 yards in this game again. I mean, I like you said, I don't expect 270-plus yard touchdowns. I understand that. But I just look at this, you know, based on the history that this has been from this football team under this coach, this is a game. If I'm Todd Bowles, I mean, I look at this, hey, I got to win this game. I got to win this game.
It's a big game, no question. Especially, you know, even the history to me is the schedule going forward here. You know, I mean,
no, sure.
We talked about it. Having three games at home, go 2-1. I'm setting it at 2-1. I'm saying
because you know they're going to lose to the Bears in Chicago. They're losing that game. You know
that's
that.
A tough game, and we talked about it last week. They've got a lot of tough games at the end of the year, so this is the time to get some wins right here. And they did it on Sunday against Denver, and maybe they can keep it going and get a win streak going here.
All right, what's your record picking them?
2-3. I'm the same as the Jets.
Oh, yeah. Just like the team.
Yeah, the only time I picked them to win was the Dolphins game, and they didn't win.
Well, make sure you don't pick them to win. But you already said
you're
not.
Picking the Colts.
I'm not picking the Colts already.
Picking Indy,
Yeah, all right.
All right, Brian, we appreciate it.
Brian, and again, right, let me just say one more time, because you know I love you, Brian. I really do.
Yeah, I know.
I will never again confuse you with Meta, okay?
I appreciate that.
Never will I do that again, all right?
All right.
Thank you, bro.
Great, Brian Costello.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.